Former FBI Special Agent Eric Miller.
The FBI is working with not just the New York State Police, but they're working with their Canadian partners, obviously, to identify the occupants or owners of that vehicle.
They're also looking into possible terrorism. Law enforcement confirms the pair was headed into Canada. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
Updates I can give right now is there are four border crossings that are right now closed. Rainbow Bridge, Whirlpool Bridge, Queenston Bridge, and Peace Bridge. Additional measures are being contemplated and activated at all border crossings across the country. We are taking this extraordinarily seriously.
The FBI says it hasn't found anything overt, but this vehicle's charred and it's unclear whether it exploded before or after the crash. CBS News Special Report. I'm Monica Ricks.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The opening weekend of Wisconsin's gun deer season was one of the safest on record. Only two people were injured by gunshots, and one of them accidentally shot themselves. Lieutenant Mike Weber heads the Department of Natural Resources hunter education efforts.
That reduction in incidents, I think, is obviously directly related to the work of the hunter education program, and then the people that go through the program really applying what they learned in the program.
92,000 deer were killed last weekend. That's 16% fewer than last year and 10% lower than the five-year average. Flags across Wisconsin are lowered to honor the victims of the Waukesha Christmas Parade attack, which happened 2 years ago today. A permanent memorial was dedicated in Waukesha yesterday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Wisconsin DNR announced that the annual 2024 State Park stickers and trail passes will go on sale on Black Friday. Vehicle admission stickers provide access to more than 60 state parks, forests, and recreation areas across Wisconsin. Giving the gift of the great outdoors is great for family, friends, and coworkers. If you want to receive the sticker before the holidays, you should order before December 8th. The United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties Wreath Silent Auction begins soon. The bidding opens December 1st, but they'll be posting sneak peeks of the wreaths soon. The auction website will be linked at uwswac.org as well as on social media. If you're traveling today, expect the roads to be busy. The Wisconsin State Patrol says peak travel periods will be today and Sunday because of the Thanksgiving holiday and deer hunters. You can check 511wi.gov for traffic updates. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
What is the meaning behind Movember?
It isn't just about the mustaches. Movember is meant to raise awareness about men's health, prostate or testicular cancer, or suicide, and also be a reminder to see your doctor. Movember started in Australia in 2003. It's now observed in more than 20 countries. So guys, remember to see your doctor, and however you celebrate this month, all of us with your local Civic Media radio station wish you a wonderful holiday season. I'm Terry Barr.
It's the Bucks against the Celtics. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks are in Boston tonight to take on the Celtics. Tip-off time at TD Garden, 6:30. The Bucks have a five-game winning streak going, while Giannis, coming off Monday night's game, scoring 42 points.
I wish it was easy. I wish I could come in and score 42 every game, you know, but it's hard. You got to work extremely hard.
College hoops, the Wisconsin Badgers in Florida. For the final round of the Fort Myers tip-off tournament, they take on SMU in the championship game. NFL, the Packers play the Lions tomorrow. In the annual Thanksgiving Day game in Detroit, kickoff 11:30 tomorrow morning at Ford Field. Matt LaFleur says that rookie tight end Luke Musgrave had to be hospitalized after suffering an abdominal injury against the Chargers. LaFleur telling the story when this happened.
Yeah, he's got a pretty significant injury. So, you know, I think it just speaks to his toughness because he didn't. Wow. That was injured. Was that Taylor Swift?
Yes.
Okay.
Mets Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 28 tonight, under mainly cloudy skies, westerly winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow, high of 36, lows around 15 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 42.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR.
Wisconsin Rapids.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't...
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday. Wisconsin travels to Minneapolis to battle for the Axe. Our coverage begins at 12:30 on your home for Wisconsin football. The Badger Sports Network from Learfield on Wisconsin.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive.
Have you ever wondered why there's a NASCAR driver statue in this area? It's for Wisconsin Rapids native Dick Trickle. One of the first from the state to make it to the national circuit, Trickle was named the winningest short track driver in history. Along with a statue, he has several races here and across the country named in his honor. For locally grown radio, WFHR, I'm Terry Barr.
The political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
You're listening to a pre-recorded episode of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Advocates Radio Show rolling into the happier Oktoberfest happy hour. Dom here at the Buzzard Billy's La Crosse, Wisconsin, Pearl Street. The sing-along has begun.
It is Oktoberfest.
Beer makes me a jolly good fellow. Dom, we've got a fine guest. He has joined us here at the table at the Buzzard Billy's. He is the 3rd Congressional CD Chairman and the La Crosse County CD Chairman, La Crosse County Chairman. He is William Garcia. William, welcome to the Devil's.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I'm very excited to be here.
Thank you, William.
Yes.
Oktoberfest. We wouldn't miss it for the world.
And we'll do some politics and hanging out while we're here as well. Yeah, yeah.
So this is a new position for you. We know the outgoing chair, Phil Swanhorse, had him on a couple weeks ago.
Chippewa Falls, man. Yep. Phil's a solid cat, man.
And yep. I saw Phil at the rural caucus, the Democratic Rural Caucus, last Saturday up in Plover. But... So how's it been so far?
It's been busy, but very rewarding. When Derek Van Orden really got elected, I kind of vowed to myself that I was going to do everything humanly possible make him a one-term representative. And so we've been working really hard, and we've got a long way to go. It is not going to be an easy race, but I do really feel like we're going to be victorious. We've got a bunch of wonderful candidates that are running in the primary, and I think we're going to decide who's the best to go up against Van Orden, and we're going to really hit him hard.
William, help me describe this third CD. So geographically, it's a lot of western Wisconsin. It's a lot of river counties.
Yep.
You describe it, sir, please.
So it's just as you said, it's a lot of river counties and then one weirdly drawn arm that sticks into central Wisconsin so that they can gerrymander Stevens Point into the mix and get those votes out of the seventh. Because Tom Tiffany needed those votes out in order to win that race. And so we've got that one little arm. But no, really, it's a wonderful mix of we've got a huge rural community and then a couple of hubs like La Crosse and Eau Claire that really serve as the kind of educational center, health center. We've got, you know, Gunderson and Mayo Clinic positioned here that covers the entire kind of congressional district. And so, but it's a beautiful district. It really operates on the agriculture and then also the recreational economy that we have here. People coming to see the beautiful coulees, to hang out on the Mississippi. So it's just it's a great place to live. And so I hope everyone comes to Oktoberfest.
Beautiful geography here as well. It's the unglaciated region, much of the third. What are the unique challenges of the third in terms of winning a political race? What makes it harder? What makes it What is your challenge, William, to get over the hump and win back this CD?
One of the big challenges is how large the district is. It's very, very large. We operate in about three different media markets, and there are people who live in La Crosse don't fully understand like what's happening in a super small town, an hour north of us, and the town an hour north of us don't super understand what's happening here in La Crosse. And so a big part of the challenge is enabling the communication to talk to both sides and say, how are we sharing ideas? What are we doing? One of the things I like to talk about is like healthcare. A lot of rural counties are very, very red. And those Republican officials are constantly cutting healthcare and saying the free market is better. But rural healthcare centers are closing all over the place. More and more there, I've got places in my CD where a woman has to drive an hour and a half in order to have a baby.
Wow.
Because there's not an OBGYN closer than that. And the reason for that is we're not expanding Medicare. So we're not taking the free money that the federal government's offering us. And these centers are closing because they don't have access to that money. And so if we can just have a stronger dialogue and talk about, hey, we're interested in healthcare, you're interested in healthcare. The Republican position is not working because that's the position we have. Let's look at an alternative because we're gonna do better there.
Folks, you're listening to the Devils Advocates Radio Show live on the road, La Crosse, Wisconsin, beautiful God's country. We've got the third congressional CD chairman. He is William Garcia. He joins us here at Buzzard Billy's on Pearl Street in La Crosse. Well, William, this is a gorgeous part of the state, and the economy, at least here in La Crosse, and we were in Chippewa and Eau Claire recently. I'm going back there on the 9th. There are parts of this district that seemingly are thriving economically.
Yeah.
Would you say that that's shared? Because we hear a lot of talk about the inflation rates and how it's been difficult for the consumers to make ends meet. What when you're out there, you're talking to the Dems, and people are telling you, be it rural or let's call them suburban La Crosse,
right,
Eau Claire Dems, are you hearing different messages from these different groups?
Well, you know, and I think that's the thing, is I'm not hearing different messages. Here's what I'm hearing all the time. We can't afford our child care. People in La Crosse can't get child care. People in, small town Wisconsin, we can't get child care. There are child care deserts all over the place. So I'm hearing about that. We already talked about health care. I'm hearing about that. We're hearing about how expensive it is to get food. 100%, and that's why things like keeping SNAP programs up and operational instead of shutting down the government that's just going to deny food to kids. And not only is it going to deny food to kids, but at the other end of the supply chain, when we cut down SNAP stops buying food from Wisconsin farmers. So it's going to hurt our Wisconsin farmers at the purchase end, and it's going to keep Wisconsin children from eating. So so economically, that's another thing where really, when you get down to it, when you kind of cut through the kind of red versus blue animosity, we're all worried about the exact same things. And that's why I'm trying so hard to talk to people and say, hey, we don't need to treat ourselves like we're divided. Let's talk about the ways that we're united. And the more we do that, the more we figure out that we are about the same.
William Garcia, I bet you I have Republican friends that would stand out there and give me an I love you, man, looking at the big six-pack. The old style
oh,
six-pack
sure.
has returned. I feel like my youth has been returned to me.
William, you talk about the communication. What about engagement? I mean, obviously, that's the big thing, getting turnout, people stepping up to run for office. Obviously, there's a bunch of folks that are deciding to do that now.
Yep.
Against Van Norden for the third CD. But the activists and those that are involved, how do you plan to engage and how do you keep them engaged?
So one of the big things I'm trying to do is build a kind of communication system among our activists so that we have the kind of same ideas of what we're doing, the same talking points. And so I've been instituting things like a weekly like newsletter that comes from the CD so that it goes out to everyone in the CD so that hopefully people are getting the same information.
Yeah.
And then enacting the same kind of plans and policies to go out and talk to people. We're really trying to invest in door knocking in rural areas. That's the thing. we're pretty good at door knocking here in La Crosse, and we're pretty good at door knocking in Eau Claire. But
yeah, the doors are close to each other.
The doors are close to each other. But what we really want to do and what we're working hard at is investing in canvassing that goes out to rural areas, people where we got to drive just to get down their driveway.
Yep.
And knocking on their doors so that we can have these conversations. And I think that's a lot of where our kind of focus and finances are going to be going in 2024.
What about yard signs?
Oh, everyone loves the yards. Oh, it's terrible. So, yes, I am already getting yelled at for not having yard signs for Biden. And I'm like, come on, guys. We've got a while yet. Let's go one step at a time. It'll be okay.
And I joke, but why do you think yard signs are important? Why do you think people think
yard signs are important? Because we are a more rural area, and a lot of us drive a long way to get from one place to another. It's refreshing, and it's a nice incentive when you see a sign for your candidate. And especially in some of the rural areas where we do have farmers that are, you know, have, you know, these big, you know, Trump 2020 signs still out.
2016.
They haven't taken them down.
This 2016
right.
signs,
they haven't taken
though.
Them down, but they haven't put up 2024, which is weird. I don't know how to feel about that. but they've got these signs. And so you want to feel like when you're driving through these areas that we are making a presence, that we've got a presence there. And we really do. It maybe is not as quite as garish or loud, but we're definitely there. We're definitely talking, and we're definitely going to win that race, I think.
William, we would like to think we're doing our part here at Civic Media.
Absolutely.
Strategically, let's just say there might be 5 news talk stations here in the 5th CD that didn't exist or were not programmed as such the last time Derek Van Orden was on.
Right.
Was on the ballot. And I truly feel like if this man is held accountable for his record,
right,
he's not going to win re-election.
And I think that's one of the most important things is DVO did not have a record when he ran 2 years ago. He had never held public office. He hid from the media. He didn't have a debate. So, like, he did everything possible to actually clamp down on what he actually believed. He ran on, I was in the military, I like farmers. That was his entire campaign, and he didn't have to prove anything, and he didn't have to back up anything. But now he's going to have to come back to the CD and say, hey, yes, I voted against funding to protect Ukraine because I'm fine with, you know, Putin running over Ukraine. And he's going to have to come back and say, yes, I told you I was pro-life, but then I got caught on tape saying that maybe we should have a 15-month ban, maybe that would be okay, and then all of his own voters are mad at him. He has to come back and explain why he didn't vote for a term limit like he promised people he would do. There's a huge billboard at the south of town, basically from a conservative group yelling at him for flip-flopping on that topic. So he's got to come back and defend this record, and it's a terrible record.
William Garcia, he is the 3rd congressional CD chairman. William, success depends on volunteers and money.
Absolutely.
If people want to get involved in your CD here in the 3rd, how can they do so?
Here's the thing. The main thing you can do, and it is so important, is please, please, please join your local county party. You can Google, you can actually go to thirdcdwithstems.com. It's got all of the county parties in the district, and you could go there and find out. But it's only $25 a year. It's $10 a year if you are strapped for cash in any way. But joining that, one, some people join it as a donation, and that's great. And some people join, and they're like, we're going to be involved in either one.
William Garcia, thank you so much for joining us here. Come back, more Devil's Advocates, live on the road, La Crosse, God's country.
Thanks, William.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDN.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news talk and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
We're all thankful for the many blessings we've received this past year. Relatives and friends from near and far will descend on our homes to eat the biggest meal of the year. Watch football and then eat some more. And what happens next? Well, we all know what happens next. That's why right now is a great time to get your holding tanks and septic systems pumped out for the holiday season ahead. Call Crockett Septic today at 715-712-3456. Crockett Septic, where our trucks smell like sweet cherry pie because the pumpkin pie is all gone.
Crockett septic serves you near or far. Holden Tank Septic's pumped right there in your yard. They got port-a-potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky, nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whip. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Locally Grown Radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa.